I just wanted to first, before I start, thank Reb Evan Goldman for, and his wife, for really taking care and being mesader all of this. It's greatly, greatly appreciated by myself, by the shul, and yichelech lo reisa. In the Gemara, you know, in the Mishnah in Shabbos, it says that there are shmonim, there are oils that you're not permitted to light on Shabbos, that you can't use, shmonim and psilis, that you can't use on Shabbos for hadlokas ner Shabbos, because either they don't burn well, they dance on the psila, meaning to say it's not a good psila. The material that the psila is made, that the wick is made of, is not a good wick, and therefore it doesn't burn well on the psila, and some oils just don't burn well itself. So that's the Bameh Madlikin, Bameh Madlikin. What about on Hanukkah? Those oils and psilas that Chazal say that you're not permitted to light on Shabbos, can you light them on Hanukkah? Can you use them on Hanukkah? So that's not the sugya that I want to learn about. The Gemara's Maskone, not Maskone, but we paskin like Rab, that says that psilus ishman and shomer chachomim ain madlikim behem b'shabbes, madlikim behem b'chanukah bein b'shabbes bein b'chol bein b'shabbes. That you could use the shmanim that are not good quality shmanim, not good quality psilus. You could use them on Chanukah. On Shabbos, the reason that you're not allowed to use them on Shabbos is because you're afraid of Shema Yata. Afraid Shema Yata, that means the person he's using intensely the shemen of the light to read, to learn, to do something, and you're afraid if the light is not good, he'll try unintentionally forgetting that. Let's say that means, I mean unintentionally, but forgetting that today, let's say, is Shabbos, and he'll be mata the ner and he'll be mechayev mishum havor. However, on Chanukah, you can use them on Shabbos. You can use those wicks and those shmanim, not for Ner Shabbos, but for Ner Chanukah, you could use them, because you're not afraid of Shema Yata, because the din is osur lishtamish liyoru. Because you're not allowed to be mishtamish to the ur of the Ner Chanukah. That's Rav Shita. And that's the way, l'chura, we paskin la'alocha. Osar lishtamish l'yorah, as I state in Haneris Halolo. It says mefurish, osar lishtamish l'yorah. Vein lohim l'shus lishtamish b'hem. Okay, so the din is osar lishtamish l'yorah. Why is it osar lishtamish l'yorah? So Rashi says, osar lishtamish l'yorah, Rashi says a loshin, Sheyehei niker shehu ner mitzvah v'leka lemechash lahatia. Right on top of the yomid. V'osel ishtamish liyoyra and chafalaf omid beis. Rashi says, Sheyehei niker shehu ner mitzvah v'leka lemechash lahatia. It has to be niker that this is an ner mitzvah. And if you're going to use it for other things, it's not niker. And therefore, if you're not using it, right, you're not using it, then therefore you don't have to be afraid of Shema Yata. So again, why is it Osar Lehishtamish Liyoyra? Zokt Rashi, Sheyehi Niker Shehu Ner Mitzvah. It needs to be Niker that this is a Ner Mitzvah. It's a little unclear as to what Rashi means here. Let me explain it in two ways. One way of explaining it is that when you do a mitzvah, it needs to be niker that what I'm doing is a mitzvah. That there's a chashivus in the mitzvah when it's niker that this is what I'm doing is the rotzen of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to do the ma'aseh ha-mitzvah. And if I'm using it for my own purposes, then it's not niker in this that this is being done because the chachomim were mitzaveh to light the Chanukah licht. It's not niker. Which, what I mean to say is, this svara could be a svara in any mitzvah. That it's something that has to be nikkur. You do a mitzvah, so sedav zayin nikkur and the ma'aseh mitzvah, that this is you're doing the rotzen of the Rabbani Shalom, a tzivui of the Rabbani Shalom. And if you don't, if you're using it for your own benefit, then it's not nikkur that what you're doing, this ma'aseh or that it's doluk, is being done for the kiyum of the ritzonei yizborach. So v'meila, that's inappropriate. It's inappropriate by a mitzvah. What Rashi loshen is sheyehi nikar? No, the v'leka lamechash lahatia is a second thing. That's once. Why is it also lishtamish liyoda? So Rashi says because sheyehi nikar shuna mitzvah. Once we have established that, Dr. Rashi, at that point, then you're not afraid of atiyah because you're not letting me mishtamish liyoda. I'm just talking about why is it also lishtamish liyoda. So Rashi says she nikar that it's a ner mitzvah. What I'm just trying to say is this din that a dover needs to be nikar could be a din in all mitzvahs. That's not miyuchad to ner Chanukah. It could be it's a din in all mitzvahs. That a dover needs to be nikar, that it's l'ner mitzvah, that it's l'mitzvah. It's lacking in the chashivas of the mitzvah if it's not nikar that this is a mitzvah.
Maybe the Teresa.
One way. So you heard what I said. That's one way. A second way could be that this is miyuchat for ner Chanukah, because the mitzvah of ner Chanukah is a mitzvah of persumanism. Right? That is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is lefarsim hanes. And if the mitzvah is lefarsim hanes and you're using it for your own tzrochim, so it's lacking in the persumanisa. All mitzvahs are not persumanisa. When I eat matzah and I hear the kol shofar, it has nothing to do with persumanisa. There are times that there is a persumanisa, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not a persumanisa. But where the mitzvah is a persumanika mitzvah, that's what the mitzvah is supposed to be, a persumanisa. So meila could be when you're using it for your own tzrochim, so meila is a felt, it's lacking in persumanisa. Okay, I'll come back to this later, b'li nedar. The Gemara says like this. So that's one Gemara. So the din is that it's osir lishtamish liyoyra. Okay, that, or at least that's what Rab says here. It's osel lishtam shliyor. There's another whole sugi in the Gemara and Dafchov Beis Amiral. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav Asi osel lahartzes mois kineged ner Chanukah. That if a person needs to sort of count and see how much money he has, he needs light, so he uses the ner Chanukah to do it. So it says, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. Osel lahartzes mois kineged ner Chanukah. Okay? Which is mashma l'chura, that lahartzes mois, meaning to say, that's a shtikel, a tashmish bozui. Right? It's a tashmish bozui. It's a tashmish, or I could better say, a tashmish choyl. And therefore, it's osel lahartzes mois kineged ner Chanukah. He doesn't say you're not allowed to use ner Chanukah, other than the mitzvah itself. He says, Osur lahartzes mois kineged ner Chanukah. That I want to count my money, see how much money I have. So I'm not allowed to do that next to the ner Chanukah, in order to count my money and see what I'm doing. And we'll see in the Gemara, Ki amrita kamed Shmuel, when he said over such a memra to Shmuel, Omali, so Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, "V'chiner kedushi yeshbo." V'chiner kedushi yeshbo. There's a kedusha in Ner Chanukah. There's a kedusha in Ner Chanukah. Mechates, why is it also lahartzes mois kineged Ner Chanukah? Okay, zok the Gemara, maskif lo Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef asked on Shmuel's. And Shmuel's reaction to that, v'chiner kedushi yeshbo, zok the Gemara, v'chidam kedushi yeshbo. dam has kedusha, meaning to say the dam of a chaya where there's a mitzvah of kisei adam, or a knife where there's a mitzvah of kisei adam, it has kedusha. And yet you find that word. Yet you find in the Braise it says v'shofach v'chisa, but ma'ase shofach yichase shelo yichasenu beregel shelo yeim mitzvah bezuyis olam. That when a person makes kisei adam, he shouldn't make kisei adam with his foot. He should make kisei adam ba'ofen mechubad with his hands, but he shouldn't do it with his foot, which sort of looks like it's a masa on him. And that's you're doing it, and that's ba'ofen bozui. That's ba'ofen bozui, and you're not allowed to do such a thing. So mameila what? So mameila lahartzis ner Chanukah. Right, to be marit moyis neged ner Chanukah is the same concept that you're doing a dover that is mevazeh the mitzvah, and if you're doing a dover that's mevazeh the mitzvah, so really you're not allowed to do it. That's what Rabbi Yosef is saying. Right, he learns from kisei adam that you find the yisod by kisei adam shloim mitzvah bezuyis olav. So mameila the same halacha is so that it's also lahartzis moyis kineged ner Chanukah. There seems to be a sort of a stira, and maybe a big stira, before the din is that it's osar lishtamish liyora. Osar lishtamish liyora means what? What's the title osar lishtamish liyora? Okay, so I want to ask you, what happens learning Baba Kamech? We're learning Baba Kamech in Eged Ner Chanukah. I want to learn Baba Kamech. Mutar osar. Mutar or Asa? Do you say that by Torah?
What?
By Torah, you say that?
No,
the
Torah
okay. It doesn't say it. It says Asa lishtamish liyora. Asa lishtamish liyora means anything. Can I eat my Shabbos meal? Can I get the Ner Chanukah?
No.
Why? Because also l'shtamish liyora. Here he says also lahartzis mois keneged ner Chanukah. It's mashma lahartzis mois is also. What is he's saying? He's teaching me something about mitzvahs bezuyis olav. That's clear. That's the yisod of this halacha. Also lahartzis mois keneged ner Chanukah. Rabbi Yosef is masber the yisod of this halacha v'shavach v'chiso. You find a concept of mitzvah bezuyis olav. So meila, there's a din. The same halacha is l'gabe ner Chanukah, which would sort of indicate that what happens if I want to do it for a mitzvah? It's mutter. You know, this is an often a stira. So the Rishayim are troubled, you know, by this kasha. The Balamor Kedarka Bakodesh, you know, the Balamor says that they avada. It's true. They're stiridik dinim. They're not the same din. What I mean to say is, you don't. The Balamor shita is it's mutar lishtamish liyora because you're paskin like this member. Of also lahartis mois keneged ner Chanukah, that's the way you paskin, and it's mutar lishtamish liyora, meaning to say, if I wanted to eat my chicken keneged ner Chanukah, I'm talking about for Shabbos, it's mutar, not for choil, but for suda Shabbos, which is a mitzvah, or to learn, it would be mutar to do, and it's only your osir keneged lahartis mois keneged ner Chanukah. That's what's osir, but. What happens to be, you know, to learn keneged ner Chanukah would be mutter. That's the Balamor shita. And meaning to say that these two members are taka, in fact, soisrim zelazeh, and it's not like, and the halacha is like this member here, I'm sorry? Right, the machlokes. The Ramban shita is, and the Ran shita is, and the shita of the Rambam shita is that it's not so. There's a din of osel lishtamish liyora, and there's a din of osel lahartzis mois keneged ner Chanukah, and they're two different dinim. The din of osel the loshen is osel lihishtamish liyora. There's a difference between a tashmish that's called a tashmish, right, versus a hanoa kal. Meaning to say, if I sit down to learn, if I sit down to eat a meal, right? So that's called that I'm being mishtamish with the ner. And on that it says you're not allowed to be mishtamish with the ner for anything other than ner Hanukkah, right? Which means let it burn and let it be nikkur that there's a mitzvah here. You can't use tashmishim for ner Hanukkah. I don't care what it is, a mitzvah or a nishkei mitzvah. It doesn't make a difference. They're all osur. So I can't eat my Shabbos meal because that's a tashmish. I'm sitting down for a long time. I'm enjoying the company. I'm seeing the food that I'm eating. That means I'm enjoying the company because I see, because of the ner Hanukkah. I'm enjoying the food because I see my food, which gives me an enjoyment, as the Gemara says in Yuma. So Mamela, all of those, that's called a tashmish. Masha'en came for a second. I have some bills and I want to take a look for a second how much I have here. That's called, he calls it a tashmish kal. And that be'etim is not called lihishtamish li'oda. It's not called lihishtamish li'oda. Except there's a new halacha. There's another halacha. There's another halacha, you're not allowed to be mevazeh the ner. Meaning to say, the din that you also lishtamish liyora is not because of bizui. It's not because of bizui. The din of also lishtamish liyora is stated in Ran. The Ran says the reason for also lishtamish liyora, and the Balamor seems to learn like that as well. The reason of also lishtamish liyora is because Chazal shtel davik the mitzvah like the ner and the menorah. In the Beis HaMikdash. So just like there's a din mila, there's such a halacha. But that's when you're being mishtamish with it. I'm now learning, that's the way the Baal HaMor learns, but the Ran Be'etzim learns like that as well. That's the mokar of the din of Osa lishtamish liyora. But Chazal only said such a halacha when it's a tashmish, when it's a hishtamshus. But just for a tashmish kal, right, there already, the issue is busy or not busy, but there's no issue of tashmishkal, but there's no iser of shimush, right? And that's not shimush, and Chazal never asked such a thing. The issue here is only an issue of bizoyin. Shiloh yomitz is bizuyus solo. You know, let me mevazah mitzvah. And when you go and count your bills in front of a ner, that means if it would be for a second, I need to see something in my pantry. There's an Erech Hanukkah there, and I need for a second to see in my pantry something for Suda Shabbos. Okay? I want to get a bottle of mustard in my pantry, and it takes a second, and the Erech Hanukkah is there, and there's no other light. Mutar or Osir. So that's a Tashmish Kal. And a Tashmish Kal is not called Lishtamish. But there's a din of mitzvahs bezuyas, but that's not choil, that's kodesh. I'm talking about the mustard for my meal, for my Shabbos meal. So that's a mitzvah.
Are you being hishtamish?
I am. What you're talking about, also hishtamish liyor?
I understand, but also lanas man.
By when it comes to meila. Even a tashmish kal, if it's shava pruta, is osa. But when it comes to ner Hanukkah, it would be mutter if it's called a tashmish kal. And that's, by the way, this is the way we pass in lahalocha. It's the way we pass in lahalocha. So, dafman abisal fashtein the nusach of the haneris halolu, v'osar v'ein loner rishus lehishtamish liyara, but then it says elo liroisim bilvad. It's not just Ela L'Roysim Bevada. Tashmish Kal L'Mitzvah would be Mutter. Okay, Akasha. Right. But that's what there's an Osel Hishtamish L'Yoyra, and there's another Halacha of B'Mevazah Dener. But that's Legabe Tashmish Choyl. And a Tashmish Choyl is Osir Lefnei Dener Hanukkah because it's a Bizu. Because you're being mevazah. Where is the mocker of the halacha that you can't be mevazah mitzvahs? Vushdeit azasot yisod. That says in the shofach v'chisa, as the Gemara later on says, which I'll learn, b'lineder avun the kula dam, the yisod, the mocker of that is shofach v'chisa. Shelo yimitzvah b'zuy yisolav. You do a mitzvah ba'ifin b'chubad. Right? In ba'kovet dikavet. You do it. Don't do it beregel. It just shows, I don't want to bend down. Pick up some earth and bend down and do it. So I'm lazy. That's the way I approach the Rabbeinu Shlomo Tzivoy, and that's a bizoy. It's a bizoy. What would happen, by the way, if you do it? Kisaril, you don't have a mitzvah. I asked if somebody was mechaseh beregel, is he mekayim a mitzvah? What? But he did it boifin not mevuah, boifin buzzer. Listen to my shayla. Listen to my shayla. Get schar for the mitzvah or not? I don't know if you'd call, that's not calling it a babaver. What do you say? Yes. I would say also luchura. Yes, maybe. I'll tell you what my problem is. I'll tell you where my problem lies. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. Ho'eiches sefer Torah orum nigbar orum. If a person holds on to the Torah, to the scroll itself, yeah, he's nigbar orum. They're going to be kover him orum. Meaning to say, what's the issue? It's a bizui. It's a bizoyan. You hold it through a mantler. You don't hold it directly in your hands. This is dover kodesh. Dr. Gemara, nigbar orum salke daitoch. Right? Nigbar orum salke daitoch. That's what they're going to bury him without clothes on. It's such a thing they're going to do to a mess. Dr. Gemara, el nigbar orum in a mitzvahs. He's not going to have mitzvahs. Frekte Gemara, mechatesi. He's not going to. He's going to lose all his mitzvahs. Zok de Gemara elo nigbar orum me oisoi mitzvah. Listen to a Gemara. Elo nigbar orum me oisoi mitzvah. That he's going to be orum me oisoi mitzvah. Zok Taisus. So says Taisus, what's a taich nigbar orum me oisoi mitzvah? That if he was learning the limud from this sefer, he won't have any schar for limud. Or if he was goylelet directly with his hands, right, instead of doing it through a vimple or whatever it is, he doesn't get schar for the glila, nor does he get schar for the limud, Taisus says. Taisus says, mefurish. He learns like that, holding on to the sefer like this. In this limud, he won't get schar. You hear a Gemara? Hastis state. So it says in the Gemara that if you treat a mitzvah in an oifen bozui, you don't get schar for the mitzvah. No, it's not a teres. Taisus says one of the two. I know, but Taisus says either. He's not saying two different terutzim. He's saying, he gives two cases, what the oisa mitzvah is. Taisus says, if he was learning, then he loses the learning. If he was gailul, then he loses the glila.
And that's a bigger condition than the
case you hear? I'm asking you, so what it says here is that if a person does l'chura, that's the yisod that you learn from this taisus. That if a person does a mitzvah in an oifen, not mechuba, but oifen bozui, he doesn't have schar for the mitzvah. That's what I would say, l'chura, that's the yisod that it says here. So why shouldn't you say the same thing, Oibazoi, that if I'm a chase beregel, which is called a dover bozoi, I don't get nischar. Yes. What you're saying is it's a bigger bizui.
Yeah, it's bigger bizui. It's got greater kedusha, therefore it's a bigger bizui. It's got kedusha versus kedusha mitzvah.
You're saying because Torah has a bigger kedusha than mitzvah, by the way, has no kedusha whatsoever. Right.
But that should be fakir.
See,
the Torah, I know I fought with the Rav 2 weeks ago for the same thing. But the Vishina Lavakas of Yaakov is only by Kachin. When the Torah says something, there's no Lachilim
B'Yadav. There is no Pasik for such a thing. It's a Hashkofah. It's Hashkofah's Chazal.
But the Chazal say it's only by kachim that shino la kosev liyam.
You don't hear what I'm saying. There's no pusik. Shino la kosev is when you have a pusik, it's a bakachim, it's a lachatchila, and by all mitzvahs it's a b'diyevet. There's no pusik here. This is not an emes drosha. V'shava v'chisa is not an, it's an asmachta, an emes asmachta. V'shava v'chisa is not a drosha gemura. It's not, v'mashe shefach v'yichas is not a drosha. What's the name of this drosha?
The
drush
the right
smichas.
Smichas. I mean, how does
so Rabbi Yehuda, who's not Doris Smuchim, Hastis, doesn't learn this.
I don't know.
Okay, but I'm telling you, he does. You know. It's Shaloi Shav Avachisa Shaloi Chasen Ben Regel is a Hashkofas Chazal. You can't do mitzvahs Boif and Bozoi. And you don't need a Shina Levakos of Laakov, not even Shina Levakos of Laakov. I just think it's very possible that there's a difference. I'm saying a swerve, that there's a difference between Torah and all mitzvahs. Not the way you wanted to set up Kalman, but just differently. There's one yesodus dikechilik between Torah and all mitzvahs. All mitzvahs I do, meaning to say, I take a shofar and I blow. It's something that we have. You take wheat and you grind it and you make matzah and you eat it. Right? It's things that we have that we do. Okay? Torah is the one thing, it's the Dvar Hashem that I'm learning. And I'm showing that this Dvar Hashem is not choshev. Well, that's what the mitzvah of Glila is. Glila is to be machshev the sefer. Right, to be machshav the Torah, that's the yisod of glila. That's what glila is. It's only by Torah that it says that. Listen, the vort of Torah, of limud Torah, is that I'm learning the Dvar Hashem. And when I say that the Dvar Hashem is not choshev by me, so was hamitzvah hatten from them. You know what kind of a schar you have from something like that. When I eat matzah, the Rabban Shalom says there's a pu'ula that I have to do. I have to eat wheat, you know, that was losh, lishmo, and I eat it, and it's not chometz, and that's my mitzvah, you know, that's my mitzvah to do. I have to hear a kol shofar. We paskin it, according to many rishonim, we paskin mitzvah and tzrichas kavona. It's a pu'ula that the Torah says you have to do. I don't, chas v'shalom, mean to, not to be machshav mitzvahs, but I'm just saying there's a yesodus dikechilik between Torah, because Torah, the yisod of Torah is just that I'm learning the Dvar Hashem, that I'm valuing the Dvar Hashem, that I look at this as the Dvar Hashem, and when I learn Torah, and I can almost say if I smoke a cigarette, if I smoke the cigarette learning Torah, so I would say the same thing. By the way, this fellow who smokes a cigarette, I'm talking about on Shabbos. I didn't mean to do anything. Right? Somebody learns Torah on Shabbos, and what would you say? He gets char for limud Torah, except that they'll, you know, he has a chiyuv misa out limud Torah out chilul Shabbos. I would say he doesn't have any char for limud Torah. That's the Gemara that I just that's the Gemara that is nikbar orom yoisa mitzvah. That's a bizui. No. If I know I'm Mekabel Malach Shemayim, was Mekabel Malach Shemayim. Mekabel Malach Shemayim. Ich sag, ich bin Agloibika. Okay. I'm sorry? If you live next door to? Yes.
He
be mad to the Nair. Yeah. Well, on Shabbos you're allowed to be nena from Neres. On Shabbos you're allowed to be the Ner was given to have Hanoah. On Shabbos, you're talking about Ner Shabbos, not Ner Hanukkah. Ner Shabbos, the Ner Shabbos was given to have Hanoah. He was over, right? He was over, that's it. He was over in Issa the Rabbanon of Shemiyata. It's a Gzeira the Rabbanon. It's a Gzeira. It's a gzeira. It's not a bizoyin. It's not an act of bizoy. Chazal just said that, you know, they were afraid. Shema yata. Okay, let me go back. Zok to Gemara. The Gemara klaz a shayla. Mau listapik minoy suka kol shiva. Are you allowed to be mistapik from noy kol shiva? Rabbi Shubin Levi asked the shayla, are you allowed to use noy suka? Okay? Are you allowed to use them? Meaning to say, kipshuta, I have a nice tapestry on the wall of my sukkah. I would like to take it off the wall of my sukkah. It's during sukkahs now, and I would like to take it off and hang it in my in my room, in my house, or I have some wheat hanging from the schach. I would like to take it and make bread. Okay, so he asked the mishnah, "Are you allowed to do such a thing?" So he told him, he told him he was poshut the shaila from the member of Shmuel that it's also lahartzes. You're not going to be martzes moitz. Frektig more, Omer Reb Yosef, more da Avram tolasanya ben loisanya. Right? How could you do such a? Why don't you bring a braisa? It's a mafurish braisa. You're not allowed to do such a thing. It's a mafurish braisa that you're not allowed to do such a thing. So the Gemara Taka says it's right. It's a mafurish braisa, and that's the mocker of this, and the yisod of the braisa. Where is the mocker of the braisa? Va'abu and the kuladam. The mocker, meaning to say, the yisod of all of that is bizui mitzvah, and bizui mitzvah, and shloim mitzvah bizui yisalav. Okay, I that's what it says here. I just want to say first, that's this sugya, okay? That's what this sugya is. Can you just tell him when I'll be finished in about a half hour? There seems to be two sugyas here. There's a sugya here on Daf Chav Beis, which talks about the reason that I can't use noy sukkah. That has to do with the din of mitzvahs bezuyas, because I'm being mevaza the sukkah. I'm being mevaza mitzvah sukkah by now taking the flour off the schach and using it for my own purposes, right? That's called that I'm being mevaza. And you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. Later on in the Gemara, in Kira, later on in the Gemara and Kira, there it talks about something completely different. There's a whole sugya about muktzah. Rav Shimon doesn't hold of muktzah. Rav Yehuda holds of muktzah. And the Gemara klaz a shayla, what's the din if somebody was dachya biyodayim? Dachya biyodayim. Meaning to say, somebody put a seed in the ground. Somebody puts a seed in the ground for the purpose of sowing. Right? For the purpose for it to grow. And he decided in the middle of Shabbos, it didn't take root yet, and he decided in the middle of Shabbos he needs a seed. There's no issue, he's not moving any, he's not moving earth. He wants to take a seed out of the ground. But he put it in the ground, meaning to say he was maktzeh it l'chura midaitoi, and he was maktzeh it with a maisa. He was maktzeh it with a maisa. Okay, what's Reb Shimon Shita by Dachya B'Yodayim? See, let me just say, Reb Shimon Shita is that Moser Hashem and Shebener V'Shebekora, Reb Shimon Shita is that it's Mutter, meaning to say that if you have, let's say, you light Shabbos Lich with olive oil, okay, and it goes out. After whatever it is, it goes out, and there's still some oil left in the Ner, in the receptacle. Can I use it for my salad? So Reb Shimon Shita is that it's mutter, and Reb Yehuda Shita is that it's osir. Reb Shimon Shita, Reb Yehuda holds as a din of migiris katzoi, and Reb Shimon doesn't hold of migiris katzoi. Zok to Gemara. So the Gemara says that it's not mukt, it's not osir. So that he asked the Mishael, what's the din by dach yubiyodai, and what's Reb Shimon Shita there? Zok to Gemara, it's not only what's muktzeh is only shemen shebener b'shoshu hu doylek, Shemin shebener b'shoshu hu doylek, and Tosfos says, by the way, that means what's muktzah is shemin shebener b'shoshu hu doylek. What's muktzah is even shemin hametaftif from a ner b'shoshu hu doylek. Right, you know, the German neris, okay, you have some drippings of the oil, okay, and you catch them in a kli, in a drip can, in a drip plate, and though that shemen b'shoshu hu doylek is osir, hoyel v'huktzel mitzvase v'huktzel isura. There's a shaila with the vav, hoyel v'huktzel mitzvase v'huktzel isura. Or v'huktzel isura. They're both, they mean the same, even if you go, it's not the way Tosfos Shonim learns, but it means the same. There are two muktzes there. There's a muktzah machmas iser, meaning to say, when I lit my candles Erev Shabbos, I knew that I'm my oil Erev Shabbos, I knew that I can't use the oil, because by taking the oil out of the receptacle, I would be over mechaba, mestapek miran erev chayv mishum mechaba. And I knew that I couldn't do it because I set it aside for a mitzvah. I set it aside for a mitzvah, and because I set it aside for a mitzvah, I can't use it. Okay? I can't use it. Or I don't want to use it. So you need huktzel mitzvahs and huktzel yisurah. Frektet mora kasha. So what is this huktzel mitzvahs? This huktzel mitzvahs, see, why can't I use muktzah? What's the problem for me on Shabbos to use muktzah? There's an order for a person to use something on Shabbos, it has to be mukhan. Rashi in Beis says, you learn it from Vehechinu, even if it's a drabonin, the kedin, even muktzah is a drabonin, but the yisod of the isra is to, in order to use something on Shabbos, it has to be mukhan. It has to be mukhan. And if I was maktzit midaiti, it's not mukhan, right? Now, there might be many reasons why I was maktzit midaiti. One reason that I was, but the word is, if I'm maktzit something midaiti, it's an emes ha-haktzor, so it's not mukhan. It's not mukhan. Why is it not mukhan? Why was I maktzit midaiti? I was maktzit midaiti because I know there's an isser involved, and I was maktzit midaiti because I want to use it for a mitzvah. I want it for Ner Shabbos. I don't want it for myself. I want it for the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. So Ramela, I was maktzit midaiti. That's the sug, and the Gemara stels tzu mefurish. The Gemara stels tzu the din of vihestis. The Gemara stels tzu the din of noy sukkah, which is only a huktzel mitzvosoi. How could you say that Reb Shimon holds that the only thing that's muktzah is when you have both haktzos, a muktzah machmas mitzvah and muktzah machmas iser? By if I wanted to take the parchilei anovim, if I want to take them from the schach, that's all there is muktzah machmas mitzvah, because I designated it for noy sukkah instead of eating. Right? There's no iser to take off grapes from the schach that's hanging. It's not part of the schach. It's not a mahil. There's no iser. There's no soyser oil when you take the grapes off, the hanging grapes off the schach. Except that it was hooked to the mitzvah, and if it's hooked to the mitzvah, you're not allowed to do it. There seemed to be a stira in the sugyas. In our Gemara, the issue is bizui. And there the issue is muktzah. Do you hear? So, Tosfos, so there's many mahalchim in the Rishonim. Tosfos' shita is, there's both. And so Tosfos says like this. Tosfos says in Yesod, Chol HaMoed, is there a muktzah dikedin on Chol HaMoed? No. A muktzah, the din of muktzah. A din, something that's muktzah, that applies only on Shabbos and Yom Tov, not on Chol HaMoed, right? Those things don't apply. Okay? So, Mamela, if you would have als the din of mukta that I was matzit for a mitzvah, that's not a chalamoid. Okay? Now, there's a din of bizur. Correct? That does that make a difference if it's chalamoid or Shabbos or on Yom Tov? If there's a mitzvah sukkah on chalamoid, which there is, so in Meila there's a bizur mitzvah. Except Tosis says, als the din of bizui, it's only when it's a standing sukkah. What happens if the sukkah falls in on Yom Tov? Sukkah falls on Yom Tov. And now I would like to use the apples that fell from the schach. Now I would like to use a pricker from the schach, from the evergreen, for a toothpick. The din of huktzel mitzvah, it's mitzvah. Tosis seems to look, right? There's no mitzvah. But the din of mukta, I was maktzit for this time. So it's unclear. I'm telling you. So what would happen? So Tosis says like this: mukta you need for when it falls, right? For when it falls on Yom Tov. The din of bizui mitzvah is dafka when the mitzvah is there, meaning to say, but what happens if the sukkah fell, right? There's no longer a mitzvah. There's a big machlokes here. There's a big samameila lamaisa. What would be the din of sukkah that fell on Chol HaMoed?
Should be mutter.
So it depends how you read the Tosfos here. Marsha says lehedje. The Marsha says lehedje. He says v'kal lehoven. Marsha learned that according to Tosfos, a sukkah that fell on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to use the schach. You're allowed to use the, you know, you're allowed to use the anovim. You're allowed to use it. It's mutter. The Taz learns lehedje. The Taz learns not like that. Taz learns that it's osir on Chol HaMoed, and the emes is it's a Rashi, it's a mafurish a Rashi like that later on in the sugya on Mem Hey. Rashi says lehedje that it's osir on Chol HaMoed as well. I'm talking about even if it fell. It's a mafurish a Rashi. I can't hear you. Why? I want to explain something. Tosfos learns that the sugya that talks about huktzel mitzvosa is talking about the din of mukta, the Shabbos the din of mukta, not what you're calling right now a mitzvah the din of haktzah. Because that's really the sugya. The Gemara asks a question. In Ner Shabbos, B'shoshu Hu Doilek, it has two muktas, the Gemara says. It has mukta machmas iser and mukta machmas mitzvah. It's mashma, and on that the Gemara says, you mean mukta machmas mitzvah alone wouldn't suffice? Frek the Gemara, noy sukkah. So the Gemara's maskon is avada. He's maskim. It's usher al tmukta machmas mitzvah. And I moiser Hashem shebener b'shebekora is taka usher al tmukta machmas mitzvah itself as well. Kain. They're learning. Tosis is learning that sugya is a Shabbos dikedin, not a mitzvah dikedin, a Shabbos dikedin of mukta. It's the mukta dikedin of muchan. Right, and that's all the. But the question is that a strong enough haktzah to shafa din haktzah according to Reb Shimon? And that's what Tosis learns the whole sugya. You're asking something, okay? Because you're now learning something which I want to get to right now, right? Which I'm just telling you, Tosis learns the whole sugya is a muktzah dikadin. The shiltis, the Torah brings the shiltis, right? It says halacha like this. You know, the Gemara says in Megillah and in different places, tashmisha mitzvah is nizrokim, and tashmisha kedusha is nignozim. Right? That means if I have a shofar, right now I have a shofar that I blew on Rosh Hashanah with. What can I do with it? Or I have schach. Okay, and it's after Sukkot, and your wife says, "Please get, you know, take care of it." Okay, okay. So that's a mitzvah, you say. Okay, I'm asking. So, what do you say? What's the din? What can I do with it? What can I do with it? So it says nizrokim. It has no kedusha whatsoever. Tashmisha kedusha, on the other hand, tashmisha kedusha is nignozim. So, for example, if I would have a mentala to a sefer Torah, right? It's not even the kedusha itself. It's a tashmish of a kedusha. That means the Torah is a kedusha, okay? And the tur is a kedusha, and this is tashmisha kedusha. So what happens if the cover comes off the sefer? What can I do? Can I throw it away? It's nignozim. It's tashmisha kedusha, and it's nignozim. But it says tashmisha mitzvah is nizrokim. Okay, I don't want to go into it now, but lemaisa, we hold the Ramos says that the minig is not to be noyig a minig bizoyin. However, with it, that means I have dirty garbage in my garbage can, and I take my tzitzis. I'm meaning to say, what's the din with my tzitzis? I rip a chut. Okay, what can I do with it? Can I throw it in the garbage? So al pidin it's mutter. Al pidin tashmisha mitzvah nizrokim. But there's a difference between a lashon of nizrokim and to use something ba'ifun maguna, right? So a garbage which has ganz schmutz, don't do it. It's not also medin hagemara mamish, but kachi amin. Has an issue with, can I drag my tzitzis on the floor? You'll take a look here in the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Chaf Aleph in the tzitzis. You'll take a look. It's very, very interesting. In fact, it says a very interesting thing. I have an old Dalit Kanfus that is now bola. Can I use it to wipe my windows as a rag? A beged, which l'chura is not even the mitzvah itself, right? The beged is the vehicle that you're able to be mekayim mitzvah with, and yet it says not to be noyig bi'ofen maguna, as I state in Ramah. Anyway, the Shiltis says like this. I want to tell you something. Listen to me. When we were kids, okay, on Simchas Torah, okay, you see, I don't know if the kids know today, but you know, when we were kids, so what did we do? You know, my father and his friends are sitting. They're sitting, you know, along the table. So we used to take their tzitzis and tie it to the chair. You know, so Mamela, they didn't know. And when they got up, they tied it to each other. Okay. So when they got up, they pulled the chair. Okay, so I still remember one yid who did to me. No, listen, one yid did to me. I don't know if he ever did it to you, but try to put this in your ear, the tzitzis. I don't know if you realize how that bothers you, you know, how it tickles you. Okay? Mutter or Osa? Mutter or Osa? Am I allowed to do such a thing or not? Was I allowed to tie it to the chair? So I was a cotton, but let's say I was a god, you know, Mutter or Osa? What? Zok the Shiltas. So the Torah says like this. He brings down Tashmishay, the Maimer Chazal. Tashmishay mitzvah is Nizrokin. Zok the Torah Memela. That means he learns Nizrokin is at the time. V'yira Zok the Torah. Da'afilo ba'oidom b'mitzvoson. Muter lihishtamish bohem. Afilu ba'oidam b'mitzvotzim muter lihishtamish bohem. Zokter avo b'shiltis kosa v'parsha shlach. In the shiltis it says like this. Osru l'vnei Yisroel l'mevat tzorcheihem b'mide do'ovid l'meifak ben yidei chovas mitzvah. Something that is made to be nofik, to be yoytze yidei chovas mitzvahs, you're not allowed to use it for tzorcheihoin, for their own usages. Kegoin, chutin hakvuin betalis, lemesar bey medom. You're not allowed to tie something with the chutei tzitzis. I'm not allowed to do it. Iname, or hishtelling tzu, chutei tzitzis, hishtelling tzu to a gemara in tzuke, hoshana loy ruche. Can I go and smell the hadassim? Can I smell the hadassim? And the Gemara says you're not allowed to smell hadassim. The Gemara says you're not allowed to smell hadassim. Or v'yesrig the mitzvah lemechle. The same Gemara says you're not allowed to eat an esrig. The esrig of mitzvah, you're allowed to eat a sregim on sukkahs, but the esrig that I was miyachet for the mitzvah, I can't eat it now. I can't eat it. Now you ask me a Gemara with Reb Chanina, I have a metabel bay. If I have time, I'll talk about it. Inama, right, the esrig lamechle, the alfin in midam. The alfin in midam. You learn the din of bizer mitzvah. And by me doing that, by me taking my tzitzis and tying it, at the same time, meaning to say, using it for a tashmish, which is litzor chi, right? I'm not allowed to do it. It's a bizui. It's a bizui. You're not allowed to do it. Do makro b'shofach b'chisa b'mashe shofach yichase shlo yichase b'raglev shlo yimitzit b'zui yisola. Zok the tur, zok the shiltis, the davke tashmish mitzvah boser this abed bu mitzvah nizrokin. It's only, let's say it was nifsak, my tzitzis, now I have a tzitzis, I have this, so mamela, can I use it to tie something? I'm allowed to, that's called nizrokin, right? But at the time that they're on my beged, avada zok the shiltis, you're not allowed to do it, that's v'shavach v'chisa. Unclear what he means, by the way. What does it mean? What does the shiltis mean? You're not allowed to do it while ba'idam b'mitzvosam. What does that mean?
Tzitzis. I'm saying when you're wearing it.
See, I don't know if you heard. I did it on purpose. I said, what happens if it was nifsak? Right? But what happens if my tzitzis are bekufsa? Or they're on my night table. Can I tie something to my tzitzis to hold it in place? I don't have it. I'm not wearing my tzitzis at night time, and I want to tie something to my tzitzis. It's not clear. It's not clear. Based Yosef seems to understand that the shiltis is talking about the same thing, and the taz, however. But the Bach said Mefurish. The das of the Shiltis is that it's osir, and it's only osir once it's nifsak. It's only mutter once it's nifsak. But that's called b'mitzvasa, meaning to say, if tomorrow I'm going to put the talis on, right? That's called b'mitzvasa, man. You're not allowed to do it. Taz nemzon for the dova posh. I don't know how he knows it. Who told him? And he says that's not called a mitzvah. I would rather right now learn not like the Taz, okay? That it's not nifsak, it's called a mitzvah, and it's osir, zok the shiltis, and it's only mutter if it's nifsak. Same thing with schach. Okay, I shouldn't have said that. Okay? Zok the tur, that's the shiltis. Zok the tur ve'efshal lachalik she'ena doyma. Ve'efshal lachalik she'ena doyma. The shiltis is hanoch is ma'id not poshut. Favos she'ena doyma l'dam because the shayne hosom kishe mechase beregel oisa hamitzvah derech bezoyin ma she'en ken kan. You can't be medama the two. Because by kissing Adam, when it says v'shavach v'chisav v'shavach yichatz v'shlo yichatz beregel, I'm doing a ma'ase mitzvah derech bizoyim. I'm doing a ma'ase mitzvah derech bizoyim. That's what Chazal said you're not allowed to do. Ma'ase'en ken by tzitzis, I'm not doing a ma'ase mitzvah derech bizoyim. No. I'm talking about when it's on the beged, when it's on me. It's on me. I'm not doing a mitzvah derech bizoyim. I'm not doing a mitzvah derech bezoyin or meil. It's mutter zok the tur. At the end, he says betoyv lahachna. Betoyv lahachna. Listen to shiltis. You know it's good to be machna. Okay. Although I think that it's not so. Okay. Meaning to say, how could you be madama the din of kisei adam to the din of tzitzis? That's when you do a mitzvah ba'oifin bezoyin. Zok the Beis Yosef, says Beis Yosef, v'tomani olav. Beis Yosef is metama on the tour. On the tour is hasoge, on the shiltis, he feels his hasoge is like dvorim shel mabekach. And he says, see, he understood at first, because of Rabbeinu, Beis Yosef explains the hasoge of the tour on the shiltis. Because of Rabbeinu, she'ef shel lechalik ben kisei adam lenena min hamitzvah, lenena min hamitzvah, the davka b'kisei adam she'asiyas hamitzvah hu hakisui. There, in the ma'aseh hamitzvah that you're doing it, and then hu yasenu beregel shayach loyma shehamitzvah bezuyo olav. Aval im oiseh hamitzvah derech kovid. Meaning to say, what am I supposed to do by tzitzis? What's the ma'aseh hamitzvah? We also lohem tzitzis. I put the tzitzis in dalet kanfus, right? And I make tzitzis. And that I did b'ofen b'chubad. Right? Now, I have the tzitzis in my beged, and I'm tying a weight to my tzitzis, or whatever it is, right, to my tzitzis. So he says, first of all, aval imoisa hamitzvah derech kovid imnenu imenachakach ein kan mishum bizui mitzvah. That's the way he understood the tour. Vehela shetov lahachmer kaloyma miderech chumra biyama v'loy midina. Zok beis Yosef v'tomani olav. That's the way he explains the tour's hasog, and he says it's a pella. The tour's hasog on the beis Yosef. I'm skipping. The ikalim emek shenanim yamitzu he bezuyi beinov. The kiven the chazine the kopet rachmona gabedan shloy yamitzus bezuyi solov yalminim yalfinim in a lechol bizu mitzvah vafilu bizu koldehu veoid the lefi dvorov meize tam oser lo aruche bohishana. Why can't I smell a hishana? Why can't I eat an esrog? Why can't I eat an esrog? Why can't I be mistapik from a sukkah called shiva? Ulehishtamish min er chanukah. why can I be count my moyas in front of the Ner Chanukah? I did my Maisa HaMitzvah. I lit my candles. I lit my oil. I lit it. And now I'm doing. How is that? And how is that any different? All of these cases where the Gemara is medame to kisei adam, all of those cases are similar to the Shiltis's issue with tzitzis. The Shiltis's case with using the tzitzis and tying something to it at the same time. Meaning to say, I have my mitzvah, and at the same time, I'm using it for something else. I have my Ner Chanukah. I have my Esrig. I have my Hoshana. I have my Hoshana for the Dalet Minim. At the same time, I smelled. Right? I'm doing both. And it's called Mitzvah Bezuyah Solov. So why does the Torah have a problem that when I'm wearing my tzitzis on my bag in Avdalit Kanfis and I put a weight on my tzitzis, I put something that I don't want to forget, so I tie my tzitzis around a letter or so, just never to, not to forget it, das toch nishton, I'm not going to do it, right? Why? So the Torah says, what do you mean? You still have your mitzvah tzitzis. And that's not called mitzvah bezuyis. What about all of these things? So I would like to explain something. I think there are two kinds of bizui mitzvah. There are two kinds of bizui mitzvah. I want to give you an example. If I ate my esrog, right, today is Sukkot, and I go and I eat my esrog. I'm talking about the esrog that I was miyachid for a mitzvah, okay? An esrog that I was miyachid for a mitzvah. I go and I eat the esrog. What am I doing to the esrog? I should better say, what am I doing to the mitzvah? Say it better. I'm taking away the ability to do a mitzvah with it. If I eat an esrog, I can't be mekayim. Right? If I take the parchilei anovim off the sukkah, what am I doing? Up until now, what did I have? A mitzvah of noy sukkah. I had a mitzvah of noy sukkah. And I go, and I'm now taking it, and I'm eating some grapes because I'm hungry. So I took a dover that was, that he was miyachid, and he was maktzit for a mitzvah, and I take it, And I make it ois mitzvah. What's wrong with that? That's a bezoyin. It's a bezoyin. Das heist a bezoyin. That's called a bezoyin. If somebody has a dover that he in fact was even miyachet for the Dvar Hashem to be mekayim mitzvah, that he takes it and he does something else with it now. His own tzrochim. Right? That he does it for his own tzrochim. And that's called a bizui mitzvah. That's one kind of a bizui mitzvah. I'm talking now. I want to talk about the tour, just to be miyashiv how the tour, what his hasoga on the shultis is. Okay, that's one kind of a bizui mitzvah. There's another kind of a bizui mitzvah. You do the mitzvah in an oifen bozli. You're doing the Maisa HaMitzvah, but you're doing the Maisa HaMitzvah Ba'ofen Bozri, meaning to say, I take my regal and I'm machase the dam with my regal. Okay? That's doing the Maisa HaMitzvah, except that I did it in an Ofen Bozri. I do it in an Ofen Bozri. It's again, there's a chasarn of a shafa b'chisa. That's called Mitzvah Bezuyisol. Okay? So, both of those things, both of those kinds of situations, are called bizui mitzvah, okay? But what would happen if I have the mitzvah? I have the mitzvah, And I'm not taking away from the mitzvah in the sense that after I do what I do, litzorchi, I still have the mitzvah, meaning to say. No, wait. Don't talk about chana. Don't talk about chana. I'm talking about my tzitzis. What am I doing right now? I take a ring, because I don't want to lose my ring, so I put my tzitzis through it, I make a knot on my ring, and this way I won't lose it. The key. I still have tzitzis on dalit kantis. Now I'm makayim my mitzvah. And at the same time, I'm using the strings. I'll call them strings now. I'm using the strings to tie something on it. Letzorchi, okay. Vushteit azazaches bizemitzah. That's not bizemitzah. That's not bizemitzah. Okay. So, talk about noyisukah. If I take the tapestry off the wall because I want to hang it someplace else, or I take the anovim, the apple that's hanging on the schach, and I take it for myself to eat. Nu, what did I do there? I made from a mitzvah, ois mitzvah. That's called a bizui mitzvah. Das heißt bizui mitzvah. The Torah holds, if I have a mitzvah, and I continue to have the mitzvah, except that I'm using it litzorchi for my own, for my own needs as well, that's not called bizui mitzvah. That's not called bizui mitzvah. Now, you're going to ask me questions. Let's say Ner Chanukah. So I talked about sukkah, about noy sukkah, that the Gemara is medama, our Gemara, Yeshua ben Levi, the Braisa. That's talking about you're making it ois noy sukkah. And you're eating an esrog, you're making it ois esrog. You're making it ois a chepze that you could be mekayim mitzvahs with. Mitzvahs, that means mitzvahs dalet minim with. You're making it ois, and you can't do that. That's called a bezoyin. If you do the maisa mitzvah boifin bezoyin, it's also a bezoyin. But if you have the maisa, I put my tzitzis in properly, they're in. And I'm in Mikhaim Mitzvah Tzitzis, and at the same time I'm using it litzorki, okay. That the Torah holds is okay. Okay, Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is not good. Okay, Ner Chanukah is not good, exactly. Ner Chanukah is not good. Because what am I doing by Ner Chanukah? Ner Chanukah, the candle is being lit. Right? I lit a candle, and it's lighting, and it's lit. And at the same time, I'm counting my moyas. Right? I'm counting my moyas. I'm not talking, I want to make it clear, I'm not talking about the din of Osot Lishtar Mishliyor, which is another aloha, as I said at the beginning. That's a different aloha. Okay? I'm talking about the din of Bizui. The din of Bizui. So what am I doing? I have mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, and at the same time I'm counting my money. Okay, what?
A tashmish cow.
That's lechura. The shiltus is halacha. So what's the Torah? Why is the Torah arguing? I would like to say the way I said at the outset. That's why I brought that Rashi. What I'm just trying to say is that the chefza of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is persum anisa. It's a different kind of a mitzvah than everything. There's a persum anisa. You're shafting. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to be madlik a ner that makes persum anisa. If you violate the persum anisa, meaning to say that I do it for something that is litzorki, and you're not mefarsim, so There's no Ner Chanukah. It's not Ner Chanukah. It's poshut not Ner Chanukah. What I'm saying is wrong, but I'm only saying it as a mushal. There's a machlekes if it's mutter lishtamish liyoro osa lishtamish liyoro. Correct? Can I ask you a question? The mandoma holds mutter lishtamish liyoro. Can I use my Ner Shabbos for Ner Chanukah? Listen to my question. Don't jump. What? What did you say?
The Gemara has the shaila. You only have money for one or the other.
The Gemara doesn't have that shaila. The Gemara says clearly what? The Gemara's question is, the Gemara's question is, I have enough money for one, Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, which one should I do? And the Gemara says Ner Shabbos. What kind of a question is that? Do both with one. Do both with one. Well, no. Chavilus is only when you can't do both. When you can do both, you don't do them together. If something is chavilus, Birchas Hamazon and Ner Havdalah, Nichas Birchas Hamazon and a kais of Havdalah and a kais Birchas Hamazon, which the Gemara says is chavilus, well, what happens if you only have one kais? So the Gemara says you do them both. You hear my question to you? Why can't I just light Shabbos licht and have Chanukah licht? According to my Domer, it says mutar lishtamish liyodah. What's the problem? Abaya. Teretz is, it's not Ner Chanukah. It's not Ner Chanukah. You can't give it a shem Ner Chanukah when the purpose of the whole Chefza of the Ner is to give light that I can, you know, see my wife and see my children and see the food. It doesn't have a shem of Ner Chanukah. It can't. It can't have a shem of Ner Chanukah. Now, I'm telling you, even if that's true what I'm saying, that's 100% true, I'm saying even in a case where you lit it as Ner Chanukah, but right now I'm being mishtamish for my own tzrochim, right, at that point I'm taking away from the shame of Ner Chanukah. So it's like I eat the esrog. There's no person manisa. That's what I'm trying to say. What kind of person manisa? That's what the nair is. The nair is to count money. The nair, where about me who fires them the nest?
People don't know you count the money.
They see me. That's why it says liyad. Right next to the nair. I'm counting the money. It's not my diyak, as I'm taking taz. For another reason. But keneged. It's keneged. It's right next to it. So this is an error. This is an error. I'm sorry, it's not a taz. It's the lotion is in the run.
When he finishes counting the money, they go back to being.
That doesn't take away.
You heard Ipsu's question.
Yeah.
What?
Maybe not.
So can he?
What's the
no.
Yeah.
Don't ask me the question. No. You know what? Take a look in the Taz, in Chof Aleph, in Simon Chof Aleph here, on this halacha, take a look at the Taz, okay?
So what about the lulav?
I just don't want to, what?
What about the lulav?
Wait, I'm getting there. okay, the issue is not the lulav, you don't mean the lulav, you're talking about the hadassah. The issue is the hoshana, by the way, you know what hoshana means? What does Hoshana mean in the Gemara? Hoshana means the Dalet Minim. The Dalet Minim together are called in the Gemara Hoshana. Hadassim are the Hadassim, although we call Hoshanas, you know. Hoshana in the Gemara's Lashon is always the four Minim together. It's called Hoshana, or the Lulav with the Hadassim and Arubis are called Hoshana. The issue is only about why can't I smell the Hadassim? Okay, there's no persimmon, you see there. So I just want to explain something in that Gemara. The Gemara says like this: you're not allowed to smell Hadassim and you're not allowed to eat an esrog. You're not allowed to smell Hadassim, nor can you eat an esrog. Meaning to say, I can smell an esrog. You can't eat Hadassim, but you can smell an esrog. Okay? You can smell an esrog. You make it, by the way, Shinosin Reach Toy Repentance, but you have to smell, but there's an issue on Sukkot. if you make a bruch, if you want to smell an eser. But it says in the Gemara, you can't smell hadasim, and you can't eat an eser. Which means that what? I can smell an eser.
That's not a ticker function, right?
And the difference is, Rashi says, because the ikar function of hadasim are l'reach, that's what they're for, and the ikar function of an esrog is la'achila. Okay, but you're not answering the question yet. So the question is like this: Why can I not smell hadasim? Meaning to say that l'chura should be the shiltis. That's l'chura manish the shiltis, and not like the tur, because there I'm not doing the ma'isa hamitzvah ba'ifin b'zoyin. When I take the lulav and esrog to shokel, I do it properly. Okay, why can I not smell it? So I'm not. And I'm not detracting from the mitzvah l'chura in the sense l'chura that I'm taking away from the mitzvah. Okay? So I would like to tell you something. I would like to tell you that the tur holds that when you smell a hodas, that you're doing the same thing as eating an esrog. Meaning to say that I have a hodas for a mitzvah. Okay? So when I take this hodas and use it exactly for what it's oimit for, which is lahariach, right? I am making it ois hodas mitzvah, because I am now using that hodas for what the hodas is really for, which is lahariach, right? If I eat an esrog, now there obviously you can't use it again. But I'm using an esrog, I'm making it for what it is. But I would like to prove my point. Why can I smell? If there's a vort, faket, I would like to bring a raya from that gemara to the tur, not like the shiltas. Because why are you allowed to smell an esrog? So what? It's still mavaza the mitzvah. I'm using the chepta of the mitzvah as something other than the mitzvah. And it's not a mitzvah to smell an esrog. Why am I allowed to do it? So the way the Torah understood it, by you smelling an esrog, am I making it ois esrog?
No.
How do you make something ois esrog? By using the esrog for the dover that the esrog is oimik for. And the Torah says, take an esrog that is normally used, la'achila, take it for a mitzvah. So the bizui would only be, the bizui would be when you make it ois, by using it for the dover that it's oimik for. Okay? Using it for the dover that it's oimik for. That's an esrog la'achila. But an esrog lahariach wouldn't be like that. Masha'inken, if you take a hodas lahariach, when you take the hodas lahariach, at that time, you're making it ois chepze shel mitzvah. Because you're using it for the dover that it in fact is oimit for. And when you use it for the dover that it's oimit for, that means, when I tie a ring around my tzitzis, I can't say I'm making it now a holder for a ring. That's what it is, b'chetzusa. It's tzitzis, and it's holding a ring. This ring is not made to hold a ring. Okay? So I can't say I'm making it ois mitzvah because I'm holding a ring. The question is only, is it a bizui or not? The Torah says there's no such a thing. There's no such a thing. But if I'm taking the dover that whose whole hishtamshis is made for that, then I'm taka making it ois chet to shal mitzvah. I'm making it the dover that it's oimed for. And that you're talking not allowed to do. That's what the Torah holds.
It comes out in a different Havana in eating the Esrog also.
And that's why I said, the eating the Esrog, you don't even have to say because it's not going to be here later.
Right.
You're right. That's right. That's what I said.
No, what I'm saying is, it's not just in the section that we're eating, but it could be the whole Esrog.
See,
and therefore even on the second day, etc., is possible.
See, I just want to say. Okay, see. You're going to ask me, but I don't have any time. I mean, I should do this, but. Reb Chanina, how you metabol be'esrog. Reb Chanina took a bite out of an esrog. As I state in the Gemara. I it's a choser. The Gemara says on Yom Tov Sheni, where a choser is kosher. So why can he do it? What's about bizui mitzvah? So all the rishonim, deal with this issue. All the rishonim deal with this issue. One of the tosis is teretz. One of the terutzim tosis is teretz is that it still was a shear. It still was a shear. You're talking about Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah.
Okay. So, he wasn't. You do the work.